Thank you, Madam Chair. No, thank you to the distinguished delegate from Guatemala. Very helpful comments. On the question about the longer term planning, I think two things are happening at the same time at the moment. One is, as you can see, we're planning for the 2023 budget process, which is more or less obligatory and created from New York so that we can hit the targets to be part of the secretarial budget. So that is the process that's driving us now. So it's a very focused process, but that does not mean thinking is not going into the other process. In my mind right now, what will happen is after your interaction with the divisions, our substantive experts, out of that process will come out a focus area of saying these are the five areas for the five divisions that we would like you to focus on 2023. With that, it already feeds into the conversations we're having as an institution as to then how does the rest come out. And then I think by the time we come to the working party in January, February, the path would be much clearer because the Secretary General and her team would have had a chance to then segue and move on to the next 2 years after that. So I expect there will be some reaction to this coming your way in good time. The question of the budgetary aspect of it is once we have the discussions now and we write the program plan draft, get it to you within 4 weeks of the end of this session in time for you to consider, 4 weeks before the next session, so you have a chance to consider it. It's at that point that we start getting the instructions from New York as to what the budget should look like for 2023. Is it going to be maintenance, reduction, increase? Because they set a sort of a general tone for the year, and it comes from the Secretary General of the United Nations. So once we receive that, then the organization will have to take a look at itself and say, okay, what do we do? How much of it is internal refocusing and how much of it is additionality that we have to ask for, and so on and so on. So that conversation will take place after we get the instructions, which I would roughly put around the third week of December. But we need that envelope in order to be able to have that conversation about what the resources look like with respect to 2023 and perhaps beyond. And then if the member states themselves decide they want to go away from an annual budget or back to a biannual budget, everything may change. So what comes out of the consideration of the member states as to the reform of the budgetary process, that will be also very important for us, and it will determine how we deploy ourselves and come back to you and present you with that information. I hope the information is helpful. Thank you.